All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, it would be really cool today. Why don't we do some trivia? And look who's here.
Unbelievable.
Freddie Kiger.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing how those things work out?
Power of positive and persuasive thought.
I didn't say it was positive.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Oh, man. Power of suggestion.
You only hurt the ones you love.
I always think of Spike Jones when he did that, turned it into a big comic routine.
Oh, yeah?
Remember Spike Jones did that, took a lot of tunes and turned them into comic stuff?
That goes back a long way.
Spike Jones.
Mm.
You doing all right?
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Just doing okay. Just trying to get through it.
Oh, man. I mean, are you starting to get a little stressed about Christmas?
Not stressed. Starting to get a little excited about it now. Starting to feel it.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is.
Yeah, I think
it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to start feeling it.
Yeah, putting things in gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're doing a question today. It has nothing to do with Christmas.
All right.
Or Hanukkah or or Kwanzaa or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing flags.
Have anything to do with Ramadan?
Flags. No.
Okay.
No
flags.
Ramadan.
All right. Flags. Flags up on the left. Flags up on the right. Flags up every damn where. Sorry.
Where is that from?
Hot Nuts.
Hot Nuts. Hot Nuts. Getting from the Peanut Man.
Doug Clark and
Hot
Nuts.
Oh, gosh.
That was John Clark, actually.
Oh, man.
Or Prince Taylor.
Yeah.
I ran into Prince Taylor the other day.
Did it hurt when you ran into him?
Well, actually, we managed to avoid the actual collision.
Okay.
I ran into him in the grocery store.
Well, those are good people.
Prince is a good guy.
They're all good people. I miss Doug still.
Wonderful voice. Yep. Oh, so do I.
All right, today we're doing flags.
Yeah.
With 50 stars. This is a hard one, by the way. Mm-hmm. The United States flag has more stars than...
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Clear your throat.
With 50
Baby, let me clear my throat.
With 50 stars, the United States flag has more stars than any other country.
Uh-huh.
What nation, which is in the Western Hemisphere, has the flag with the second most stars, 27?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. Well, now you could maybe start deducing and make a reasonable guess.
Can you deduce on the radio?
You can.
I don't know.
You can deduce, induce.
We get induced.
Produce.
Once anyway, and then I might get fired.
Yeah.
But.
You can't reproduce.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes. So the United States flag has 50 stars. What flag has 27 in the Western Hemisphere and therefore the second most stars on a flag?
Today's your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Sutton's Drugstore. It's half off, $20 worth of food and drinks available until midnight for $10. Sutton's has fed the town of Chapel Hill since the early 20s, and their notorious burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, and milkshakes bring customers back for more. Come and be served by the friendly staff and enjoy hot, fresh, and timely food, and leave with a full stomach and wallet. It's half off from Sutton's, and today is the last day you can get this great deal, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, what country is it that has a flag with 27 stars?
Well, what do you think the stars would? What do you think the stars would relate to? I mean, what do you think they represent?
Stars might represent. Well, in the case of the United States, it would represent a state.
Okay, expand that. So, states in this country. So, what country would have to be big enough to probably have at least 27 states or districts?
What country?
Yeah,
Canada.
Well, they have provinces.
Yeah. I mean, Brazil?
You got it!
Oh, really?
See?
I'm thinking Brazil's...
You could also maybe name
Mexico.
Large. Yeah, Brazil's a huge country.
Brazil!
Yeah. Brazil. That's the answer. 27 stars.
Wow.
Which represent the states, plus one. They have a star for the federal district there.
Uh-huh.
They're placed to reflect the sky over Rio de Janeiro, mm-hmm. the night of November the 15th, 1889, mm-hmm. when the present-day flag was adopted.
Hmm.
And not only did it represent the sky, but it's for the number of states, plus a star for their federal district. And hence, 27.
Wow.
Probably see the Brazilian flag many times in World Cup soccer play.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much for contributing to my related education.
Yes. Well, I mean, we gave you some geometry a few days ago.
Yeah.
And you were in the ballpark.
Yeah.
You weren't in the right seat, but you were in the ballpark.
Well, thank
you. You were close.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Sometimes you can use a little common sense, what very little I have, and figure these things out.
I got 37 cents in my pocket.
I probably don't have 27 cents in my pocket, so I wouldn't know.